Spring winds are especially strong this year, at times kicking up dirt reminiscent of the Dust Bowl. But fields shielded from the wind by crop residue from years of no-till management are protected from soil loss from erosion, according to Dr. Natalie Sturm, manager of the Dakota Lakes Research Farm near Pierre.
And so no-till is sort of a step for soil health, but the rotation also has to be a big part of that. And so what I have found in my research is that we have to have enough high residue or high biomass crops in the rotation in order to support that really healthy soil and give us that good soil structure.
This soil structure from no-till and crop residue enhances water infiltration, making moisture available to crops later in the season.
We have to take advantage of that extra moisture and really take advantage of that opportunity that the no-till provides. And so, you know, maybe that's adding another crop that maybe you thought you couldn't necessarily grow.
No-till also requires fewer passes across the field, boosting soil organic matter and reducing diesel costs. Sturm emphasizes crop rotation is key to making no-till systems work, with her research at Dakota Lakes highlighting the importance of high biomass crops like corn, milo, and small grains.
Having that really high residue production to kind of protect the soil and add all that organic matter, really that creates the foundation to be able to diversify and intensify our crop rotations.
Sturm reports rotations with about 75% high biomass crops balance soil resilience with enough diversity to support crop yields, markets, and profitability. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.